Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This afternoon, we contemplate the passion of the Christ, our Lord, our Savior, what he did for us on that Good Friday. And we look at the deep, deep love of God, who allowed himself to take on the weight of the entire world, the weight of your sin, the weight of my sin, by shedding his blood, by giving up his very life on the cross for us. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill the scriptures, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Jesus was at work for us throughout his entire life and his ministry. Everything he did it for you. His incarnation, his birth, his baptism, his bloody sweat, his betrayal, and his rejection, and even now what we remember today, the very death on that shameful cross. As we've heard throughout this Lenten season in the hymn, "O Love, How Deep," for us by wickedness betrayed, for us in crown of thorns arrayed, he bore the shameful cross and death, for us he gave his dying breath. Imagine that scene in your mind for just a moment. Imagine that scene where Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Mary, is suspended on the cross. He's dying. And in that moment, he says with his final breath, "Tetelestai." Now you don't know what that means, except that you've heard the English translation of that, "It is finished." Tetelestai. That completion, that finishing, that culmination is a fulfillment. And it's the pivotal point in the history of the entire world as Jesus bowed his head and died. Because it was at that point that God's divine plan for us and for our salvation came to its fulfillment. Tetelestai. It is finished. And of course we know from the revelation of God to us through the work of the Holy Spirit who has given us the scriptures, we know that the essence of God is love and it's mercy. And if we know that, then this death, this giving up of his spirit, is the greatest act of love that the world has ever seen. It's the greatest act of love that there has ever been. Because this love is not a mere sentimentality. It's not a feeling that comes and goes like the kind of love that we have for one another. It's not love that passes with the whim of our emotion. No, this love, this agape, this selfless, this unconditional love is wholly unlike any other love that the world has ever known. We might catch little glimpses of it from time to time. The love of a mother as she holds her infant child in her arms. The bond of friendship between men that have gone to war together. The love of a husband and wife after 50 years of more of holy matrimony. All of these are images. They're echoes, if you will, of the love that Jesus has given and shown to us on the cross. But they're just that, they're echoes. None of them can even compare to what God has done for us in Jesus Christ, the love, the deep, deep love that he has shown to us. Or as Jesus himself said, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. Why is it so difficult for us to imagine this self-giving love, this sacrifice beyond any other sacrifice? It might be because this simple act of sacrifice is so foreign to us. We live in an age where sacrifice is passé, where the notion of giving something up is almost laughable. Why should I have to sacrifice any part of my life for you or for anyone else? And yet this notion of self-sacrifice for someone else was built into us in creation. God made us to live and to give of ourselves for the good of the world and for everyone around us. And when we lost that impulse, that drive to be there for someone else no matter what, we lost the very essence of what it means to be human and the very essence of what it means to be divine. But Jesus, the one who is both God and man, both divine and human, brings us back together. He is the one who connects God and man as one. And that reconnection, that reconciliation between God and man, it came at a terrific price. So it is with the very Word made flesh, who breathed life into all things, that Jesus breathed his last breath. It's as if the world stopped, and everything that was uncertain, everything that was unclear, suddenly came into sharp focus. We can hardly imagine such a time, such a moment. But here it is, right before our very eyes. It's what we remember today. So how will you meditate on this moment? Will you resolve to do better? Will you make God a promise that this time you really mean it? He knows that there's nothing that you can do, nothing that you can offer to him that's even close to the worth of his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death, the things that he has given to you. Luther reminds us of why Jesus did all of this for us in the Small Catechism when he says, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. That's the proper response to the deep, deep love that our Savior has shown to us. Because Jesus breathed his last on the cross so that you may be and live and serve. You are his own. You are his beloved. You are his precious one. You live under him, for he is your king who has died for you. So serve him not because you have to, but because you're free from the shackles of sin and Satan and death. Not just for today, but forever. Tetelestai. It is finished. And this is the day when we commemorate that our Lord's work to redeem us is finished. It's also the day that we commemorate all that he did for us. Not for someone else, for us, here and now. For you, in this moment, but not just this moment, for the rest of your life as well, and for all eternity. So look around and see God's work, giving life where there was none, giving hope where it was all but lost. For us, he gave his dying breath so that we might live forever with him. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.